ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। चैप्टर 5 वर्स 15। नादत्ते कस्यचित् पापं न चैव सुकृतं विभु अज्ञानेनावृतं ज्ञानं तेन मुह्यन्ति जन्तवः। द ओम्निप्रेजेंट गॉड डज नॉट रिसीव द वर्च्यू और सिन ऑफ एनीवन। Knowledge is enveloped with ignorance. Hence it is that beings are constantly falling a prey to delusion. The omnipresent God, here the adjective given for God is omnipresent, who is present everywhere. Nobody can deny it. God, who is present everywhere, does not receive the virtue or sin of anyone. Why should God receive virtue or sin? We do something good. Why should God receive? We should do something bad. Why should God have it? Unnecessarily we are bringing God in between us. There is no reason. The omnipresent God does not receive the virtue or sin of anyone. Sin or virtue we are creating. So we have to be responsible for it. And quite a large number of people are such that if some virtue happens, good thing happens, they will say it is mine. If bad things happen, it belongs to God. Quite a large number of people are such also. But God says, I'm not concerned with your good or bad. You deal with it. It is your affair. Now the next sentence, knowledge is enveloped with ignorance. Knowledge is enveloped with ignorance. Light is enveloped with darkness. Hence it is that beings are constantly falling a prey to delusion. Why delusion is happening? Because in all of us, is hidden the knowledge. Knowledge here means self-knowledge, self-realization, knowledge which, the real knowledge. Knowledge here is not the information we have about the objects of the world, many types of things. That information is not here knowledge. Knowledge means the real knowledge of knowing the self, self-realization. So that true self, our own existence, which is God, is enveloped by ignorance and darkness, and on account of that, we are in delusion. And the responsibility that the darkness should go away is ours. Why should darkness remain with us? It should go away. We should recognize that we are pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Whenever we have that experience, everything becomes clean, clear. So, knowledge is enveloped with ignorance. Hence it is that beings are constantly falling a prey to delusion. Delusion will be there. We are deceived by the delusion again and again. All times we are deceived. This culmination of the experience of pure knowledge, which is known in Sanskrit as Gyan, the experience is called as enlightenment, illumination or self-realization, can happen and happens only in the human body. Therefore, only that person is wise who uses his body or the senses or the mind and intellect, etc. Only for this purpose that experience happens. It happens there. The open secret is always with us. It remains a secret so far we are not fully attentive to unravel the secret. When we are fully attentive and we are focused in it, I must have it, nothing else, then it gets revealed. That is, our own self gets revealed to our own self. What else happens? The self knows the self. Self-realization. The truth knows the truth. And it becomes known then that I am that permanent, eternal truth. And truth is only one. The self is only one. In all beings, there are these pots, flower pots outside, and there is that big jar also, and that pitcher also. Yesterday you were lifting that pitcher. And there are some earthen lamps you might have seen somewhere there. The pitcher, the jar, the other pots made from clay, all the so many things are. But the clay, they are clay. What else are they? Different forms are there only. Sometimes the clay has taken the form of a flower pot. Sometimes it has taken the form of a pitcher. Sometimes a lamp, a small lamp, like that. But the clay remains clay. Like that. The self remains self. The self sometimes seems to be a dog, sometimes to be a cat, sometimes to be a rat, sometimes to be a lion, sometimes self is the self. What else? The self sometimes speaks like this, sitting here, sometimes hears there, sitting there. The same self is speaking, the same self here listening. Like that. What else is there? It is something like this. In 15th verse, in the last line, Ajnanina vratam jnanam tena muhyanti jantave. The Lord has used, in Sanskrit, the Lord has used the word jantave. Jantu actually is a being lower than human beings. That is animals or birds like that. So the indication here is, those who are deluded by ignorance are nothing better than animals. Hence it is that beings are constantly falling a prey to delusion. Beings means beings other than human beings. In the eyes of the Lord, true human being is that person who does not become a prey to delusion. And if one falls a prey to delusion, it will be rather wrong to say such a person as such a being as human being, according to Lord. A human being truly is who does not become a victim to these things. This is the indication. Therefore, our effort should be to become truly a human being. We do not remain animals. And when we become human beings, that means seekers. Only seekers should be called as human beings. Okay, let us have one more, 16th also. 16th verse of the same chapter 5. Jnanena tu tadajnanam yesham nashitam atmanah tesham adityavat jnanam prakashyati tatparam. In the case, however, of those whose sad ignorance has been set aside by true knowledge of God, that wisdom shining like the sun reveals the Supreme. That is, if enlightenment happens, everything gets revealed. In the case, however, of those whose sad ignorance, the ignorance about which the indication was there in the previous verse, has been set aside by true knowledge of God, that is self. That wisdom shining like the sun reveals, as sun reveals all the objects on planet of earth, in the light of the sun everything becomes known. In the light of self, everything becomes known. There remains nothing to be known.